All right, as promised, we are joined right now by the head football coach at Louisville. He was named head coach in December. He was 51-24 in six seasons at App State. First coach to lead a school from the FCS level to FBS and immediately earn three consecutive bowl wins. Louisville is coming off a 2-10 season. They open up against Notre Dame on September 2nd. Scott Satterfield is my guest. Scott, nice to have you back. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. So it's been a little over a half a year since you arrived on campus. You've been through spring practices. Now we're just over 2 months before the season opener. What have the first few months at Louisville been like for you?
Well, just a lot of work. Basically, putting the team within the weight program, getting all those things done as far as trying to develop those guys, getting them stronger and faster, just like everyone else. And really just trying to ingrain our values into our program. I think that's probably the biggest thing with our coaching staff and on a daily basis is just trying to be consistent. And, the guys have been working really hard. They've bought into what we're trying to do here. And, we know it's a lot of work to do. We have a lot of things that have to get accomplished, but I'm proud of where our guys are at this point.
Louisville head football coach Scott Satterfield is my guest. Now, Scott, when you and I spoke last season, you were putting together yet another remarkable year at App State. You had a really good thing going at your alma mater. I know what that school means to you. There was no way you were going to leave unless it was for something really unique or something really special. So what was it about Louisville that attracted you so much?
Well, I think, first of all, I didn't really know a lot about Louisville, but I knew about the ACC. And, I grew up in the Raleigh-Durham area. Around a lot of those teams that have played in the ACC for many, many years. And over the last, handful of years, 5 years, I think, Louisville has done some really good things. Just a couple of years ago, had a Heisman Trophy winner, top five program in the country when Lamar was playing. And so I just think that part of it, enticed me to want to say, hey, let's take a deeper look into this program. And met with their athletic director, Vince Tyre, and he's, sold the program to me, and I was excited about the opportunity coming and trying to compete for a championship in the ACC.
So, Scott, what about approach? For instance, from a scheme and recruiting standpoint, what you did at App State clearly worked. You had amazing success there. Will the same approach work at Louisville and in the ACC, or do you have to change up and adjust?
Well, I think just the core of what we did at App State, we can win. I believe it can win anywhere. Obviously, this is a different conference. You're in a conference now where most of the teams are very, very solid. I mean, you look at 5 or 10 years ago, there was probably a handful of teams that the ones you had to compete with, and now, any team in that league can win. With the coaching that they've hired in this league, I think it's an outstanding coaching. So, but I think you can do it. I think, the foundation of our program at App was being able to run the football and stop the run, I think. And that translates into any level, any year. You can go to any era, and you can see how that translates into a lot of wins. And so that's kind of what our foundation is going to be. But you got to be able to get great players. There's no question about that. We see right now what, the Clemsons and the Alabamas of the world are doing with some of the best players in the country that are going to play for them. And so, we have to get great players to come in. And, right now we're getting players that are maybe not the very, very best in the country, but we hope they're going to be close. And then maybe in a year or two, they'll be the best.
Louisville head football coach Scott Satterfield joins us once again. There's no denying the fact that the program's coming off a tough season. You know this, but it was not that long ago that Lamar Jackson was winning a Heisman Trophy there, and that team was in the top five. I know that you might not want to put a timeline on this, but what's it feel like to you? Is it going to be a long process, or can this thing be turned around pretty quickly?
Well, as a coach, we're just in the day-to-day process of it. You never know how long it's going to take. I think we've seen great strides within the program, just in this short period of time that we've been there. We've been hot on the recruiting trail the last month. I think that's shown a sign of progress. We think we've gotten the right players that are wanting to come be a part of our program. And then you got to go out there and you got to win some games. And so, right now, probably heading into the season next year, people are not going to be picking us very high or to win many games. But, if you can go out there and you win some games and show that we are, having some progress, then hopefully the next class will be even better, and so on and so forth. And you continue to build that. How long that takes, what that looks like, I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with, our league as well. How are the rest of the teams doing within the league and the ones we have to compete against? And so, we just take it day by day and try to get the right ones in there. that could help us win. And, you know, we feel like we've got a good foundation for that.
Scott Satterfield, my guest. You've got the in-league action, and then you open up against Notre Dame. Obviously, there are easier ways to start a season than by facing a team that was in the playoff last year. But in a way, is there a value in having an opponent like that to start, because that gets everybody's attention all offseason?
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that. You know, you're going to open up with a team that's, you know, that's every year is going to be in the conversation for, you know, potentially playing for national championships. They just came out, you know, the Final Four from last year. They've done a great job at that program. And so to play that team, you know, all the whole offseason, you know what you got to be ready for. And it's not like, you know, you're playing an SCS opponent or an opponent, you know, like that to start the season, where sometimes teams can kind of sleep through maybe the offseason. But, you know, we know what's at stake. You know, we're coming off a season last year that we're not very good at Louisville, and, you know, defensively gave up a ton of points and, you know, just didn't win many games. So we've got our players' attention, I think, with what we've been doing. And, you know, with Notre Dame coming in here, it'll be a lot of excitement, I think, the first game. We're playing on that Monday night, national TV. So it's going to be exciting. It's exciting for our guys. We got a lot of work to do, obviously, playing a team like that. But I think you'd rather be it that way than the other way.
Scott Satterfield joining us for a few more moments. You know, when you talk about what you're building there, Court Dennison, who's on your staff, I thought had an interesting comment earlier in the spring when he talked about playing for coaches who did not talk to their players from the moment they left the practice field until they returned to practice the next day. He learned that he was not going to do that. So when you're rebuilding a program, how much of coaching is about scheme, and then how much of it's about relationships and getting the players to trust you?
Oh, I think it's probably more so the second, you know, thing that you mentioned there. It's so much more about relationships. And, you know, as athletes growing up, when I was playing, when many of these guys were growing up playing, you want to play for somebody that you care for, that you know has your best interest, and you're going to give everything you have for those type coaches. I've played against for other coaches that you didn't care as much for, and, you know, really did you put much into it. And so the relationships we're trying to build with these guys to let them know that we care. That we have their best interests, and we want them to do the very best and try to pull out every single potential they have in them. I think that's huge. And then you have to be able to play for each other. When you're playing for each other, I just think, you know, talent doesn't win those games. I think there's so much more involved in that. And so that's what we've been focusing on, those other aspects, playing for your brothers beside you. What can you do for each other? How you lift each other up, you know, being positive in a negative world. You know, all those things are the things we've been talking about in the offseason.
Being positive in a negative world is so key. Hey, Scott, what about your coaching staff? Do you try and build that same kind of rapport among the guys on the staff? And is that one of the reasons why you have basketball games with the coaching staff? They're pretty intense games. What is the result of that? And are you trying to build that same rapport with your guys?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, I think it starts with me at the top. And, I mean, we want a program that doesn't have any egos, starting with me. And that goes down to our coaching staff and all the way through our players. You know, when you don't care who gets the credit, you can do so many great things as a unit. You know, a football game is comprised of over 100 guys, you know, unlike any other sport. And so you have to play as a team. You have to play for each other. And that starts with the coaching staff. So we're very competitive with everything that we do. But I love the camaraderie. I've always been a part of staff that like hanging out, that, you know, whether it be, you know, grilling out, you know, barbecuing in the backyard with each other, or playing a basketball game, or playing a game of pool or ping pong. It doesn't matter. We want to be very competitive, but we want to have fun with each other. I just think it translates when it's fourth down in a game offensively, and you're going to go for it. Even if you don't get it, your defense has your back. You know, those things, it translates. And so we've always done that. I think we've always had staff like that, and I think that's why we've been successful.
Scott Satterfield joining us. Listen, before I let you go, let me ask you about your roster, because one of the things you've talked about is that when you first got there and you looked at that roster, there were a couple of numbers issues. For instance, there were only 8 returning scholarship offensive linemen, but there were 15 returning scholarship wide receivers. What kind of thoughts did you have when you saw that?
Well, I'm pretty shocked, to say the least.
Right.
You know, I truly believe you got to win in the trenches, and so we're always going to be able to recruit our big guys up front, D-line and O-line. I think that's huge and critical spots. And, you know, I think there's a ton of skilled guys running around throughout the country. And, you know, you got to get the right ones, but you certainly got to get the guys in the trenches. So we've made a concerted effort to be able to do that this offseason, to try to bring in a bunch of O-line, D-line. We'll continue to do that over the next few years to try to, you know, build that up. You know, but that's going to be critical for us, is trying to handle this roster in a way that will enable us to win And so that's kind of what we're doing. You know, we have some guys that are talented O-line, D-line right now. We just didn't have the numbers. So we're trying to build those numbers up. Because when you get up throughout a season, you start losing some guys, injuries, and that sort of thing. You better be able to put the next guy in that can handle the load.
He had a great run at App State, 51-24 there. First coach to lead a school from the FCS level to the FBS and immediately earned three consecutive bowl wins. Louisville is coming off a 2-10 season, but got their new head coach, and they open up against Notre Dame on September 2nd. Scott, really nice to have you back. Thanks for sharing your thoughts about the program, and I'll look forward to doing it again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on, Jim. Take care.
You too. Scott, great talking to you. Scott Satterfield, Louisville head coach.